This is Young Catholics Respond.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about Psalm 46. I know you're thinking that that's probably a random Bible verse or a Bible psalm to pick up and begin this episode here of Young Catholics Respond with, but I think it's pertinent for our time and what is currently going on in the world. You know, recently I just came back from a vacation that I really needed, I hadn't had in a really long time. It wasn't a long vacation, I didn't go away for 2 or 3 weeks, but I had the opportunity for 2 or 3 days just to sit on a beach and be still and recognize that God in my life was present. And just to rest in his presence, relax, enjoy laughter with family and friends, and be at peace, knowing that God is in control. You know, I think in the world today, we believe that it's only getting crazier. I know that the world is only getting crazier. My life seems at times just to go insane. I'm sure yours does too. You've got a lot on your plate. You're dealing with so much. And God wants to remind us that he is still God and we need to be still. And that is Psalm 46, that famous verse from Psalm 46, which is verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. But let me read the whole psalm for you, because this whole psalm is just beautiful, and I think it encapsulates what's going on in the world today and what is probably going on in our lives. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad in the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. His voice utters. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He spurns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You know, if that doesn't encapsulate this moment in our history, in our time, there are so many things going on in the world, so many current events. We can point to the events happening in Iraq with ISIS. We can point to the events happening in Ferguson. Thank God they've slowed down. But we need to stop. But yes, there is a war to be fought, and I am not saying we need to completely stop participating and fighting for the truth. All too often, sometimes I think I get wrapped up in, God, there's so much for me to do. I have to do so much. I have to get myself so organized, and I got to fight for you. Yes, we have to continue the fight, but at times we need to relax and enjoy God's presence in the present, to be fully immersed in God's love and allow him to immerse us in his love. Because if we don't enjoy the relationship with God, then we're fighting without a purpose. We're called to know, love, and serve God. And yes, serving him is important. Knowing him is very important. But loving him also is of chief importance. Yes, we can study about God. Yes, we can serve God and fight for His kingdom. But we need to love God with all our hearts and all our souls. And that at times requires us to be still and just know that God is God. And while all this stuff is going on in the world, while nations rage and the world is going bonkers, every once in a while, we need to take a deep breath and thank God for everything we have and enjoy God's presence. God's presence in those family members and friends. Remember that too, that their hands and their feet and their joy and their laughter is a sign that God loves us. It's a real present sign that God loves us. Spending time at Mass, spending time with the sacraments, yes, that's important too. But take some quality time and go on vacation, a vacation to connect with the presence of God. I'm not saying that mission trips and serving is a bad thing, as I've highlighted a couple times here in this podcast. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm saying we need to slow down, realize that God is present, and enjoy God's presence. He's got all of this. He's got all of this. And if we're faithful and we just be still and recognize that He is God, we shall triumph with Him. We shall triumph with Him. That's what I have for you today on Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. But don't forget to check us out. We have many different outreaches. Of course, Patchwork Heart Radio. You can visit us on tunein.com and then just search for Patchwork Heart Radio. You get to hear this podcast, but also many other great podcasts. If you're looking to download these podcasts on demand, and you haven't found them on your iPhone, you can find them here at patchworkheart.podbean.com. And then, of course, we have our website, which we want you to check out. It's got a lot of great goodies. That is patchworkheart.org. Of course, you can find us on Twitter, because we do love to tweet in this day and age. That is PWH Ministry, PWH Ministry. That's the handle. And then, of course, last but not least is Facebook. Facebook, just search for Patchwork Heart Ministry. We got a great page there for you. So we encourage you to visit. We encourage you to interact with us. If you'd like me to come out and tell my story at your parish, feel free to drop me a line on my email, which is wsnyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, at patchworkheart.org, or if you need more info about our organization, you can always email info@patchworkheart.org. So I thank you for joining me here for this episode of Young Catholics Respond, this podcast, and I look forward to continuing to serve you, and don't forget to keep beating to your Catholic heart. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Young Catholics Respond is a production of Patchwork Heart Ministry and may not be reproduced or transmitted without the expressed written consent of Patchwork Heart Ministry. For more information about Patchwork Heart Ministry or Patchwork Heart Radio, visit patchworkheart.org or email info@patchworkheart.org.